Teresa Cope, Chief Executive of Banks Care. Last September, it was brought to our attention that records relating to former patients under the Department of Health and Social Care had been found in a former staff member's home. We have since investigated that incident under our information governance policies and quality and safety policies, and now are in a position to write out to 160 individuals who are directly affected by that data breach.
And just how many records are we talking about? How many were actually found at this property?
So there was a huge volume of information, huge numbers of sort of files and individual pieces of information, and they've all been processed to be able to allow us to identify who those individuals are and check them back against records. Some of those records were sort of affected by water damage, and some of them were not able to identify who they linked back to. So there has been a very extensive investigation taking a number of months to be able to identify with a level of certainty who has been affected by this data breach, and hence that's why we'll be writing to the 160 individuals who have been identified.
And I suppose, is that why? Because the ICO investigation concluded in November. So is that why it's taken until now to be able to actually approach the affected patients and tell them about what's happened?
Yeah, so the ICO didn't actually investigate this. We obviously report all data breaches to the ICO. The ICO have been kept informed at all stages of our investigation, was content with how we were proceeding with that investigation, and ultimately closed it from their side. Yes, once we sort of have concluded that investigation, then a further piece of work to make sure we have the right contact details, the right addresses for those 160 people affected, and then prepare the documentation to write out to them.
So, how was this able to happen? How were so many records actually able to leave the premises in the first place?
So the investigation identified that all of the right policies and procedures existed at the time. It is not unusual for staff members to take records to work on at home. There are some clear policy frameworks, around that. But obviously, what should happen is those records should be returned to our medical records store. And obviously, that hadn't happened. Obviously, we're talking about a long, long time ago. We're talking about between 2000 and 2014. So some of those records are 24 years old. And since that time, policies and procedures have been tightened up. But, the investigation has demonstrated that at the time, policies and procedures were in place, but it does then come to an individual not returning those records as they should do.
So, what lessons are Manx Care learning from this, and what measures are now in place to try and prevent this happening again?
I think it's just that constant reminder to all of our staff their responsibilities around information governance. It's imperative on us all to make sure that we have undertaken the right training in information governance and we follow all the policies and procedures. As I've said, it is evident that the right policies and procedures were in place, but it is about that constant reminder.
So, what reassurance would you like to give to people listening who are concerned that this might happen to them in the future? How can you reassure people?
Well, obviously, it's a constant reminder out to staff. So staff are very aware of their personal responsibilities around management of patient data. I mean, I would like to, on behalf of Manx Care and the Department of Health and Social Care, offer an unreserved apology to all the individuals who have been affected by this data breach. We have thoroughly investigated it. We have looked at the learning, but as I say, I think we have absolutely strengthened all of our policies subsequently, and we are talking about an historic data breach here. But it is part of our commitment to duty of candor and constant learning that we have reported this in the appropriate way, investigated it thoroughly, and are committed to informing individuals that have been involved in this unfortunate incident.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.